Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Shepherd, and welcome to the Align Family Wellness exclusive patient podcast. It is my goal to educate and empower parents to raise healthy kids naturally through chiropractic care. I hope this podcast provides you with extra education and knowledge that will help you to understand more about chiropractic care and the ways we can serve you and your family here at Aligned Family Wellness. Hi, everyone. I am Dr. Kim Shepherd, and thank you for attending this webinar on basically postpartum care and what is called the fourth trimester. I am a pediatric and prenatal chiropractor. I am Webster certified. I'm also a certified lactation professional here at Align Family Wellness in Forsyth, Illinois, in the Decatur area. So thank you so much for being here. We are going to talk about the physical, emotional, and hormonal changes that occur postpartum. And we're going to talk about how nervous system support can help you and baby regulate, heal, and recover in this such important time known as the fourth trimester. So we're going to talk about physical stressors for new moms. So what are some things that stress new moms out? And when I talk about new moms, like I mostly am talking about new postpartum moms, whether you have four kids or two kids, or this is your very first kid, you're still going to be considered a new mom because you've just given birth to one of your new babies. So one of the biggest physical stressors that we obviously know is sleep deprivation and cognitive changes postpartum. So we get what's called mom fog, which is a mental haze that accompanies the exhaustion of caring for a newborn. You're so tired, you can't even think clearly. So lack of sleep affects cognitive functions, making even simple tasks daunting. And so we know that sleep deprivation is a huge, huge factor into kind of just stress because you're just exhausted. Increased life demands. The arrival of a newborn significantly ramps up daily demands on new mamas. You've got to manage a feeding schedule. You're handling the household chores. You may be caring for other children in the home at the same time. And you're trying to rest and heal. In America, our postpartum care is not what it is in other countries. We are thrown right back into daily duties as soon as we get home from the hospital. And, really, postpartum, the first 2 weeks should just be complete rest. And, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of, support people that come in and help us postpartum. And so, this gets really hard because you have to balance all of these things in your life with this new little life that you have to take care of too. So it's really hard to deal with your body postpartum, especially the first time you have a baby. The physical changes to your body are pretty stark, and a lot of times we don't talk about this, and so they're kind of unexpected. And as you moms know, taking care of yourself after a vaginal delivery is not easy. We are using, we have a lot of pads that we're wearing. We're bleeding a lot. Our breast hurt. We have to use squeeze bottles to, clean ourselves. You get hemorrhoids. This is just not stuff we talk about on a daily basis. And so when you don't know what to expect, a lot of times afterwards, you're just like overwhelmed with everything that's happening with your body. And this is not Hollywood. Moms don't just snap back, immediately. It took 9 months for this baby to grow in your belly. It's going to take at least 9 months for you to feel, like a lot of those changes have resolved. We have to be patient with our body. Patience is essential, and it's so hard because, you see people walking down the runway, Victoria's Secret, 6 weeks after having a baby. And, it doesn't happen that way. And we have to give ourselves grace, but we also need to be realistic about what these postpartum body changes are and, how we can deal with them as moms, and it's okay. And, your body's going to look really weird and it's going to feel really weird. And there's going to be really weird stuff coming out of it, but here's what these things are. And here's why this is happening. And here's how long it's going to last. And we need to support moms, knowing that, this is just a really, really hard time. And that's stressful trying to take care of, an incision. If you had a C-section,
plus caring for, you know, maybe you pushed a little bit. So you're sore, you know, in your vagina and you're sore with your C-section scar. That's tough. Then you got to take care of a new baby and hold. And how do you nurse a baby with a C-section scar? And, you know, these are all things you don't know that you don't know. So pain and discomfort during pregnancy, just like we talked about, you know, we are getting massive contractions to shrink that uterus that can occur for 4 to 6, 6 to 8 weeks. Plus you're bleeding at this time, bleeding for 6 weeks or more. That's a lot, you know, pain from your C-section incision, inability to lift your other children who just want to hug their mom. It's hard to perform other household duties. You know, you really can't lift or do anything. Constipation or hemorrhoids because you really can't push because everything hurts or you have stitches or an incision. So these are all major physical stressors for new mamas. You know, we see a lot of breastfeeding challenges in our office, and we had, you know, we were just so frustrated with the care that these moms were not given that we decided to, you know, I not only became a lactation professional, but we hired an additional lactation professional because we need moms breastfeeding. This is something that is so important for your postpartum journey, for your bonding, you know, for the baby. Breast milk is the best thing for your child. But we also need to let moms know that breastfeeding is not easy and it's not as natural as it seems. There can be a lot of discomfort if the baby is stressed and not latching properly. There's lack of a support system. You leave the hospital and you're basically on your own for nursing help, which is why we created our lactation support groups, and we have lactation consultants in office for, you know, as soon as you leave the hospital, we are happy to see you. A lot of times moms don't know whether they're getting enough milk, whether their milk is in, or is baby getting enough. Those are all things we help you with, but they can also be so stressful. A lot of women, you know, when they're, you know, when they feel like their milk fully is there, they get a lot of breast engorgement and discomfort. Some mamas get mastitis or clogged ducts. And so, you know, we just really want to support you because we know how challenging this is for you and how difficult it is for the baby. So, you know, we just want you to know if you are local, we do have myself and Kaylee that are here to help you with any breastfeeding challenges that you're dealing with. And we'd love to see you, the sooner the better. We want you in our office within a week of delivery so we can help you right away. There's a lot of emotional stress that comes with being a new mom. This is a time of immense emotional and physical and hormonal changes. New moms can experience a wide range of emotions from joy to sadness or even rage. And this is normal. And we never talk about this postpartum rage or this postpartum sad. You know, we talk about postpartum depression, but, you know, what if you're just sad or what if you're really mad? These are normal, but we want to encourage you to reach out if you feel like your symptoms are just not normal to you or they feel a little extreme. So the baby blues, postpartum depression. Baby blues is a little bit different than postpartum depression, but moms don't know the difference a lot of times. But the baby blues, being sad after the baby, affects 50 to 80% of new moms. That is a ton. That is almost every new mom has some sort of sadness. It's mood swings, tearfulness, irritability, anger, exhaustion, trouble sleeping, unexplained crying. I mean, sometimes this is me on a Tuesday. Like there's a lot of this emotion going on. Understand that the hormonal drop in a new mom is equivalent to going from 100 birth control pills a day to 0 birth control pills by day 3 postpartum. That is how aggressive that hormonal drop is. It's the largest hormonal shift in the shortest amount of time that will happen in our entire life cycle that happens in those first few days postpartum. But we need you to be aware of it and we need you to be expecting it. So when it happens, it feels, you know, not scary to you. So there's also postpartum anxiety, which is where new moms can experience persistent worry or fear, which can interfere with daily activities. 10% of postpartum women have this anxiety where they don't want to leave the house or they don't want to give their baby a bath or they're just crippled with fear and anxiousness about, you know, this new life or dealing with, you know, the baby at all. So postpartum depression is a little different than the baby blues. This affects about 15% of new moms. So the difference with the postpartum depression is the intense sadness, the feeling of hopelessness or loss of interest in activities in daily life. They basically kind of recluse and close off and don't even want to bond with their baby. This gets scary, and mommies need to seek professional help if you suspect that you or a friend has postpartum depression, because this is not something that you can just deal with on your own. You know, there are a lot of natural things you can do, supplementations. You don't have to be on antidepressants, but you also need to let your care provider know you are struggling a little bit so that we can get a hold of this. So what are things you can do to support a new mom? So as a new mom, or to support another new mom? So rest and recovery. You have to prioritize your sleep and rest to allow your body and your mind to recover and heal. And I know this sounds silly. They're like, sleep when the baby sleeps. And, you know, my suggestion is give dad a turn. You know, whether that's it, you know, if dad's back to work, that's okay. Maybe he takes the 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. shift and you go sleep for a 4-hour uninterrupted stint while, you know, that's just the normal time dads are usually awake. So you can either, you know, get a little breast milk and a haka that he can give baby if you want. But usually your baby at, you know, within 6 weeks should be going about 3 hours between feedings or two. Just get some sleep, whether it's 2 hours and then 2 hours, but get some sleep and figure out how you can prioritize your sleep and your rest to heal. You know, reach out, talk to friends, family members, your spouse, or other new moms about your feelings. We have a class that meets every 2 weeks. It's called More Than Milk, and that's a free class for anyone who wants to attend, whether you're a nursing mom or you're, you know, bottle feeding exclusively, pumping, it doesn't matter. It is just a chance for moms to get together to talk about what's going on. We have snacks, kids can play. It meets in our office, so reach out to us and we'll get you more information on that. We also want you to make time for activities you enjoy. And I know sometimes it sounds stupid, but whether it's reading a book or taking a little walk, you know, don't forget to take care of yourself. And, you know, seek professional help. It's okay if you're not okay, but it's not okay to ignore it. And then if you're helping another mom or you're getting your mom, you know, to come over to help, offer practical assistance. You know, like, we need help with housework, meal prep, or childcare, and that can help alleviate the stress on a new mom and allow her to rest and focus. If, you know, you have a mom or a mom friend coming over that's like, hey, you know, I want to see the baby. Maybe, you know, they can help throw in a load of laundry, or they can hold the baby and play with the baby while you rest. But you have to learn to accept help. This is not a time to, you know, be I superwoman and I can do it all and I don't need help. We need to learn to accept help and to have people help and do things that make your life easier. And that's, you know, running kids around to different things or doing some housework or prepping some meals for you. You know, having your mom bring you food in bed, like, just let yourself be taken care of and let someone care for you. So hormonal changes. The main hormones involved in the postpartum period include estrogen, progesterone, prolactin, oxytocin, and cortisol. And so sometimes when I think about hormones, I think about these little, like, funny looking monsters. So I thought this is kind of a cute picture to put in there for the different types of hormones. So estrogen and progesterone are kind of like a teeter-totter, if you can see that picture up here. So when one is up, one is down. So during pregnancy, estrogen and progesterone levels soar to support the developing fetus. After delivery, these levels drop dramatically, which is why you're getting the mood swings, fatigue, sadness, irritability, hot flashes, and night sweats. They will eventually stabilize, so give your body some time to kind of regulate after delivery. But they are, you know, going to kind of be out of whack for a little bit. But they should stabilize normally after 6 weeks. So prolactin and oxytocin, I'm going to try to move my face out of here. Prolactin is what is responsible for milk production, and oxytocin is the hormone that triggers your letdown response, and it's also important, it helps that bonding experience between mom and baby. So that's why I said breastfeeding is so important for that bonding experience, because it releases oxytocin, which helps you get a bonding experience with the baby. So it also aids in breastfeeding, and it helps those uterine contractions, and it helps reduce postpartum bleeding. So fluctuations in these hormones can lead to breastfeeding challenges, engorgement, and difficulty with attachment. Some moms that feel like they just can't connect with their baby, were having oxytocin issues, or if you feel like you're not producing enough, we could be having an issue with prolactin. Okay, slide myself back up. So cortisol, I put all these graphics right in the corner where my face is. Cortisol is the stress and energy hormone. High cortisol can lead you to feel anxious and make trouble sleeping. You don't have to be postpartum to have cortisol issues. A lot of us moms just in general have cortisol issues. But you can also have high cortisol for so long, it leads to low cortisol, which can lead to just extreme fatigue and a weak immune system. So, what is the vagus nerve's role in postpartum care? So, the vagus nerve is one of the most important nerves in the body. It's the longest nerve, and it controls the body's what we call autonomic nervous system functions, things that our body does automatically, breathing, heart rate, digestion. It's also involved in how the body responds to stress. So it helps to regulate our parasympathetic nervous system, which is our rest and digest side of our nervous system, and our sympathetic fight or flight parts of our nervous system. So those two should be, pretty equal. We need a little bit of both, but when we are stressed, our fight or flight system is engaged, and so we need that rest and digest system to kind of balance us out. So during the postpartum period, the vagus nerve plays a crucial role in mom's physical and emotional well-being. So if the vagus nerve is not functioning right, it can lead to a range of dysfunction, including mood challenges, digestive issues, chronic pain, and even breastfeeding challenges or bonding challenges. So how does chiropractic care play a role postpartum? Can't just every chiropractor adjust you postpartum. It takes a lot of knowledge and education, and also helps that, I'm a mom of two kids and I've been there. I've been through all this. Chiropractic care helps improve the vagus nerve, helps improve the tone and the overall nervous system dysfunction. We are adjusting you. Yes, you're going to have some pain postpartum, usually in your middle back or your neck, but we're helping to help your nervous system function better. So our InSight scans help to assess the health and function of your nervous system. We perform these scans on newborn babies. They're safe during pregnancy. There's no emissions. There's no radiation. These chiropractic adjustments help to balance that fight or flight nervous system and the rest and digest parts of the nervous system. So we're balancing. They can help stimulate the release of endorphins, which are your body's natural pain relievers and mood boosters. So working with our lactation consultant and getting baby adjusted helps breastfeeding go so much easier. And just, getting the tension released in baby while we're helping you latch and, checking baby's latch, we work together. Kaylee and I are in the same room working on baby and then putting baby right to breast. It is a unique situation. No one else in this state is doing anything like this with postpartum care for moms and babies. We at Align Family Wellness are dedicated to helping moms know that they are not in this alone. We are so supportive of you. We have our More Than Milk, our free breastfeeding group that meets at our office every second and fourth Wednesday during lunchtime from 11 to 1. We would love to help care for you and your baby in this special time of healing and recovery. It truly is a special time, but it also takes a special, provider that's going to help care for you in this time that you need and understand, we understand everything. If you are, you know, getting our lactation care, you know, we make sure you have a boppy if your bottom is sore. We have pillows for your breast if you need to lay down and, you know, take some of the pressure off your nursing breast. We just really try to accommodate you. We would love to have you book a new patient appointment right away. We want to see you as soon as possible. We want to see baby as soon as possible. You know, it's just so important to get those nervous systems calmed down so that you can sleep and function and baby can actually, you know, rest and heal. There's going to be some information and some emails to follow. Call our office anytime. We would love to talk to you and answer any questions. We have a ton of information on our Instagram page, at Align Family Wellness Cairo. We are, putting tons of information out there about breastfeeding, postpartum recovery, what adjustments look like, what it looks like to adjust a newborn. Our Facebook page also has a ton of information, but email us if you have questions too. We would love to connect with you and give you more information, so that you feel comfortable coming in and being seen. Also, we do not care what you look like. We don't care if you're in your pajamas. We don't care if you are in old house clothes. We know this time as a postpartum mom is hard. And we are an office full of moms. We are an office of women, caring for women. And so you do not have to put makeup on. You do not have to put a bra on. We don't care. We will take you as you are, mama. Just get in the door. We appreciate you taking time to learn about the fourth trimester and how important this time is. We want you to recover well and heal well, and especially enjoy this precious time with your newborn baby, because this is not time you'll get back. And so we want it to be as healthy and happy as a time as it can be for you. And we would love to be part of this special time of your life. So please reach out. We would love to see you in the office. We would love to care for you. And just thank you for watching today. Appreciate it so much.